Hello, my name is Oluwatimilayinyawe, and you guys are welcome to Unscripted with Timmy. I want to first start by saying thank you to so many amazing people that have supported this project thus far. I am truly, truly grateful. I do not take it for granted. Thank you so much. I'm recording under unforeseen circumstances today, but I'm trying to make the best of it. So I want to first apologize for the possible audio out loop of this episode, but I hope that you guys can hear me loud and clear and I'm able to pass on a message. All right, today I want to talk about anxiety. I'm going to share my experience with you guys, like you guys know. Before I get into today's episode, I want to first appreciate my friends that have pulled up their support for this project. ET, Fola, Joy, you know, Isaac, people that have shared their experience with me, they've spoken to me, they've done everything they can to support this project. I can let you know that stillness is not a one-man thing. It's not a one-man thing at all. And I didn't just come up with most of these things myself. I spoke to people that were wiser than me, that had experience than me, and they helped. It helped a long way. So I'm truly, truly grateful to those ones. Thank you so much. You know, UT really, really helped, and she's still really helping. So I'm really, really grateful. Thank you so much. I did not take your help and your concern and your input for granted. I'm sure you guys know how much I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much. So I wanted to get that out of the way. All right, so today I want to speak about anxiety. And I'm speaking about it in respect to a bigger project that we're calling Stillness. If you're just joining us, Stillness is a project on mental health, and is for mental health advocacy, where we speak about the very intricacies of mental health and how they've shaped our outlook on life and how we make decisions. So Stillness is a project that borderlines on mental health and how it affects our day in, day out activities. All right, and we've spoken on this episode, we've spoken about depression and suicide, we've spoken about trauma, and today we're speaking about anxiety. And I think anxiety is something so common, people don't even think it's worth being an entire topic on its own, but I beg to differ. Anxiety is almost one of the most common expressions of mental health crisis amongst young people in Nigeria and even all over the world, but amongst young people. Anxiety is so common, it happens to almost 8 in 10% at least every single day. So if you put 10% together, 8 people out of those 10% experience anxiety on a daily basis. Funny how it is so serious that it could almost lead to many medical conditions that I'm going to get into. So I want us to first understand how serious what we're dealing with is. It's actually pretty serious, and people are actually suffering a lot from this thing. And I just want to other put it now, shine some light on that, and I want you guys to follow me through. I'm going to start by sharing my experience. You know, I thought about it, like, which of my experiences with anxiety is true enough and is serious enough for you guys to take me serious? But I realized that I don't want to pick a serious example. I want to pick a real example. I don't know if you know how you know that feeling where you're about to go into an exam hall and you have not read enough to write the exam. See, as gay man, I won't lie to you. There's a way you know when you've read enough for an exam. There's a way you know you're inadequate, you're insufficient in your own capabilities. You know you've not been reading, and you know you just want to do this for academic comeback. If you remember that feeling, how you're about to get into the exam hall and all of a sudden your stomach is running, you feel like you're about to pull on yourself, and then your hands are feeling a bit sweaty, your head is feeling a bit light, you feel like you're about to pass out, but you're not going to pass out. That right there is anxiety. And that's not even the only time you feel anxiety. That's not the only time you feel scared. When you're about to now check the result of the nonsense you wrote, more anxiety. So anxiety is quite common. It's common day in, day out. We experience it a lot. So I'm going to try and jump and give some I was about to say Bible definitions. Say God have mercy. Okay, so we're going to try and give some definitions to it. I wrote here that there are different types of anxiety. Before I even get to all of this, let me see on the definition of anxiety as a whole. Okay, so let me mention these types. We have anxiety disorders, we have panic disorders, we have social anxiety disorders, which is marked by excessive worry and fear. So I wanted to tell you that anxiety is quite synonymous to fear. If deep it very well, you are only anxious when you're scared. It's a normal phenomenon. Now, fear in itself is usually the absence of knowledge or a level of guarantee or a level of substance. So you can only be scared of something you don't know enough about, or you don't have enough substance to stand against it. This is what I mean by that. You can only be scared of a man that is bigger than you, that has more substance, stronger, taller than you. All right, you can only be scared of something you don't have enough knowledge about. You can only be scared of something you don't have enough substance, you don't have enough, you're in comparison, you're smaller. So anxiety is marked by fear. It's quite synonymous. They are like twins, but they are not the same thing, because we have panic disorders, we have anxiety disorders, we have social anxiety disorders, and all of these disorders, they are common. The two common causes is worry and fear. Now, there's so many under itself, we have bipolar disorder, and finally the medical condition I wanted to mention the other time, schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a severe mental disorder characterized by disordered thinking, hallucinations, and impaired social functioning. Does this still seem like we're talking about the same anxiety? Do you guys see where I'm going with all of this? How this is actually a big deal, and how we subtly have normalized it in our day-to-day? All of this thing I'm saying is stemming up from anxiety. So moving on, I want to read out some Bible definitions, some dictionary definitions of anxiety for you, share more of my experiences and how these things can actually gravitate and increase, and if it goes unchecked, how it can cause serious medical damage to your health. All right, so anxiety is a mental health condition characterized by persistent excessive worry, fear, or nervousness about everyday situation. Now, this is where it's important. Now, while it is normal to experience a bit of anxiety in response to stressors, anxiety becomes a mental health concern when the response or our worry or our fear is disproportionate to the situation. Small thing happen, you're having a panic attack, and when it is difficult to control and it interferes with your everyday life. So I think most importantly, when we're speaking about anxiety disorders, like I've been saying, since when your worry, your fear, your response to the stressors is disproportionate, that's when it is most likely out of play already, and you can't control it. Let me speak about two things that I want to speak about: panic disorders and social anxiety disorders. These are characterized by recurrent, unexpected panic attacks that are sudden episodes of intense fear, discomfort, accompanied by physical symptoms such as racing heart, shortness of breath, and dizziness. I think everybody has felt this, probably at gunpoint or randomly when a guy touches you unprovoked or without consent. So if you've experienced this before, you know what I'm saying. Racing heart, shortness of breath, dizziness is definitely part of it. Sometimes your hands might start shaking. I think mine shakes sometimes. That's what you call panic disorder. And then there's a social anxiety disorder. It involves an intense fear of social situations, scrutiny by others. Individuals with social anxiety may avoid social interactions or endure them with significant distress. Some people that can't go out. No, you're not an introvert. You just have social anxiety disorder. You're not an introvert. It's not introverted to not be able to relate with people in the most normal settings. Not intense communications or being an extrovert or being out there. But even the barest human interactions, the barest societal interactions scare you and bring you to panic mode. Like I said, when it is disproportionate to the situation or to the stressors, that's when you call it a disorder. So I want to speak about this today. I want to speak a bit about OCD too. Obsessive compulsive disorder. Individuals with OCD have experienced intrusive and unwanted thoughts. And they also now engage in repetitive patterns that help to alleviate anxiety. So it's also a part of it. But I want to jump straight to possible solutions because I don't want this episode to be too long. Or causes. Now, the causes are, for anxiety generally, more environmental factors, trauma, stressful events, history of abuse. Personality factors are there. People with certain personality traits such as perfectionism, a tendency to be overly sensitive to criticism, you may be very prone to anxiety. And then there are definitely the genetic part, that's biological factors, genetics, brain chemistry, imbalance of neurotransmitters can contribute. So what are the treatments? 1. Counseling, psychotherapy. 2. Medication. 3. Lifestyle change. I mean, I'll put 4 here. Give your life to Jesus. I know everything I've been saying about mental health, people try to make it look like God is not interested in that and God is not interested in helping you get better, but I beg to differ. God actually is interested in helping you get better or get through whatever it is that you're going through, mentally speaking self. Alright, so I don't want us to get to a place where we exempt the Holy Spirit or exempt our relationship with God from all of these things. God is interested in everything that has to do with you, including your mental health. So even if it's anxiety that you think is normal, but you're beginning to see signs that this is not normal, I can't continue feeling like this, then I think you also need to talk to God. Talk to somebody that can help you spiritually. Prayer helps. It helps me. I pray. When I feel anxious, I pray. I pray a lot. And I pray away anxiety. I spend time praying, and when I remember that my life is not my own and it's in God's hands, it helps me, it truly does. So I recommend prayer. I recommend prayer. So I want you to put this into consideration, alright? And I hope that whatever it is that you're anxious about, whatever it is that's giving you this anxiety, I hope that you walk through it and you walk into the light and you stop having these panic attacks or stop having this OCD syndromes or this social anxiety. Everything begins to go down, alright? Everything begins, and you begin to live a very healthy and happy life. I'm going to share an experience with you. So, like I said, while I was in school, checking my result or writing for an exam was a big deal, because I would be so scared, because I had failed so many times, which is a story for another day. But to cut the long story short, I met a friend of mine, Yanoluwa Odedeji. It changed my life, especially when it comes to my academics. And I remember one of the results was going to come out, and for the first time, no palpitations, no sweaty hands, no light head. I was just fine. That's to tell you that you can get better, and it is not a dead sentence that you will always feel like this. No palpitations. I was just fine. When I was going to write the exam, I was fine. It was like I had peace. It was like I had a different kind of peace. I had peace. I wrote the exam on the day the result was going to come. I was like, okay, now no, I'm gonna go to your first. And then we went to eat, and I think while we're eating or something, or before we ate, I just opened it and I passed. I didn't even feel any palpitation. It wasn't even about that I passed. It was that, while I was opening the result, I wasn't scared of anything. I wasn't worried about anything. I was just fine. You know? So I think you can truly get better, and you don't have to completely always live in fear. And I'm rooting for you. Alright, I'm rooting for you. Anyways, that's our episode for today. I hope you guys learned a thing or two. I know I did. And if you still want to reach out to me, please, you can reach out to me anywhere you saw this podcast. You can definitely send a message either on Instagram, on our Gmail, or on WhatsApp. Please reach out to me. Let's walk through this together. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. I hope to see you guys on Saturday where we cap this whole thing up. Thank you and God bless. Bye.